Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is LBC London News.
23 minutes past seven right now in the capital, and US Secretary of State John Kerry has conceded that he lost the argument to use US military force in Syria, and he's expressed deep frustration with US policy there. He was speaking to a group of Syrians in New York, and he was unaware that his comments were being recorded. The tape presents a fascinating insight into the thinking of America's top diplomat in a week that has been seen more astonishing bloodshed in Aleppo. Our US correspondent Simon Marks reports.
The tape reveals the private thinking of John Kerry, unplugged and unafraid to express his mind. America's top diplomat speaking undiplomatically at a closed-door meeting at the Dutch mission to the United Nations that he had no idea was being recorded. The tapes reveal a man expressing deep angst over his inability to persuade other members of the Obama cabinet and the president himself to launch military action against Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad.
I think you're looking at four people in the administration who have all argued for your support. Now I've lost the argument.
I've lost the argument, he says, to a room full of Syrian civilians. The tape leaked to the New York Times.
I've argued for your support. I stood up. I'm the guy who stood up and announced we're going to attack Assad because of the weapons. And then, you know, things evolved into a different process.
Things did indeed. This was John Kerry 3 years ago threatening a U.S. assault on Damascus after reports of the Syrian army's first use of chemical weapons.
The president will be making an informed decision about how to respond to this indiscriminate use of chemical weapons. But make no mistake, President Obama believes there must be accountability for those who would use the world's most heinous weapons against the world's most vulnerable people.
But that accountability never materialized. President Obama canceled plans to use force, in large part because the House of Commons wouldn't give then Prime Minister David Cameron support to join a military strike. Now John Kerry sounds like a man deeply frustrated and furious with the Russians.
The Russians don't care about international law, and we do.
He told the Syrians there's no way the US can take military action because Moscow has tied Washington up in knots at the UN Security Council.
We don't have a basis, our lawyers tell us, unless we have a UN Security Council resolution, which the Russians can veto and the Chinese, or unless we are under attack from the folks there.
After a week that has witnessed appalling scenes of Syrian government-inspired carnage in Aleppo, Mr. Kerry is only able to tell his audience there is no public backing in America for any kind of action.
We've been fighting in Afghanistan, we've been fighting in Iraq, we've been fighting, you know, in the region for 14 years. And a lot of Americans don't believe that we should be fighting and sending young Americans over to die in another country. That's the problem.
One member of the audience asks him how many Syrians have to die before the U.S. will intervene. The Secretary of State, with a sigh, says there can only now be a political solution. And he tells the Syrians they must prepare for the prospect, unthinkable to them, of perhaps one day battling President Bashar al-Assad at the ballot box. Simon Marks, LBC London News, Washington.